Now, fashion designer Stella McCartney has revealed something very embarrassing from her past. And I rate this because not only is she I don't know her personally, but her dad, Sir Paul McCartney, he seems like a great guy.
Sure.
Her mum seemed lovely. I just think she'd be a lovely person. Now, she is a fashion designer and designed for the big names like Burberry. I mean, she's a name within her own right. But she said that when she was graduating from design school, so, you know, I guess the same as RMIT or whatever, she's doing her final year.
Like us when we did radio school.
Yes, yeah. Right. I did it.
I did it.
Byron and I did it.
No, we didn't do it. No,
we didn't.
Jeez, how those fees going, guys? You just be like us and get
still
it for free.
Yeah. Still paying off your hex.
So picture this, Stella, it's her final year of RMIT design.
Oh, yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah. The equivalent in the UK. And they have to do their final year project. So you've got all the students who are making their clothes and they just get their mates and their family members. Can you come in and do the catwalk? Well, she got her mates to come in and do the catwalk. Kate Moss, Naomi Campbell, Christy Turlington, Elle McPherson. She literally filled the catwalk with the biggest model, supermodels in the world.
Well, at least the catering wasn't touched.
And she's now saying, this is many years later, obviously, like 15, 20 years later, she's saying that was a big mistake.
Sure.
Like I was really naive and she didn't realise how arrogant that would have seemed at the time. Like her mates at uni and TAFE were just going, are you kidding me? I've got my cousin walking the runway and you put Naomi Campbell up there.
I got Auntie Marge. Yeah. This isn't right.
It's pretty similar to when like I go out for lunch, I'll just go out with a couple of mates and Byron will be the same, Dave will be the same. When you go out with Danny Minogue.
Oh, no, coming from Mr. Hang on.
Me,
Zoe.
No, that is... If you're trying to... That's ridiculous. I hadn't even got to that bit yet. I was trying to say that Stella is now regretting having just thrust her famous friends in front of people. And the funny thing is, I don't even accuse her of name dropping in that instance, but it is a pretty amazing name drop to have those names.
Thief, there were some early shots fired. And in fairness, what about old mate over here? Couldn't make poker night at Warnie's last night. You've done that, Fev.
Yeah, that's poker.
You don't have to wedge Warnie
into
the...
They're not your mates. You're trying to take money off them.
Oh, yeah,
you do that to me. We're mates. Same thing.
No. Hang on a second.
I get nothing for his... Nothing from you.
Wait a minute.
We have a laugh about this one having lunch with Carrie Bickmore constantly.
I didn't say Carrie.
I never brought Carrie up.
Carrie a lot.
I was about to throw myself under the bus. Mate, you named up every time we start a break. You mention us three names. Jesus, mate. But I talked about this only a few weeks ago, to get into daycare. It's pretty much all your names would drop. Fifi, Joe, Evan, Byron, you know the show. Trying to get in.
Do you know what? There's such a bad stigma about name dropping. And there's poor Stella McCartney feeling bad about it. Maybe, you know, and I get it. You know, there are times in your life where you try to wedge that you met someone famous or you did something with someone famous into a conversation and make it seem really seamless. Why don't we just right now have a little like a mini forum? This is a safe space to name drop.
Safe place.
131060. Call in now. Just a blatant name drop. You don't have to be clever and try to, you know, I guess creatively put it into context. No, just a blatant name drop. So and so is my cousin. I met somebody. I can't even see if I even say names now. I feel bad. I am related to Robert De Castella. So there you go, by marriage. Mm.
But this is your safe place now. That's
Thank
great.
You. That
Thank
is
you
my safe place. I appreciate that. Yes.
Oh, geez, that's a big one.
131060. It's almost like Steve Monteghetti level.
Oh, not that level, mate.
We'll see what we get. On the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Stella McCartney, fashion designer, regrets her end of university project that she had to do, which was obviously a little catwalk show that most people got their cousins and family friends to come along to. She got Naomi Campbell, Kate Moss, Yasmin Le Bon, all the big supermodels. And now she's a bit, that's so cringeworthy. Like it looked like I was name dropping. Gee, name dropping gets a bad stigma. It's just—it's unfortunate because every now and then you just want to do a good name drop. You just want to go, I just met Clint Eastwood and interviewed him. Whatever.
Here she goes. Actually,
sorry, a little bit of vomit came up.
And I think we could have prepared a montage for Fev, but that hasn't been prepared behind the scenes. But there is one here. Fief has been known apparently to occasionally, according to this little montage, maybe occasionally named.
Beautiful, gorgeous Danny Minogue. I was sitting with Nat Bass. So Nat and I were sitting there, and we all love Nat. I love hanging out with Nat. Gorgeous Carrie Bickmore. Carrie and I were going to do this fun run. Beauty of Warnie. I am going to the Cup with him. We're going to be there. Warnie and I. I'm in Justin Bieber's movie. I've hung out with him a few times.
Wow.
I thought we were going to audition stuff before we played live on air.
Sorry about that. Didn't get a chance.
Well, Fev's got some very famous backman he talks about. Like, I remember the time he cried when I kicked 8 on him. Remember
that? Well, this is a safe space. This is a safe space for blatant name dropping. If you want to or feel the urge to name drop and you don't feel comfortable in your friendship group, Natalie from Werribee. Hi, Nat.
Hi.
Nat, just go for it. You don't even need to give this context. Just a blatant name drop.
Heath Scotland.
Scotto?
That's one of your best mates.
It is one of my good mates.
Did you meet him? Do you know him?
He's my half-cousin.
Just ring up your half cousin and tell him to shave the rest of his head off because he's got this big bald spot on top of his head. It looks like a donut. He's running with like a Cristiano Ronaldo style haircut, and he's got this big round bit at the top. It's like get it, mate.
Yeah, quit, mate.
Just quit.
Hey,
Scotto.
Nat could actually, in fact, by 6 degrees of separation, just add you in too, Fev, because you're mates with Heath Scotland. So then she could basically name drop you.
Yep.
Actually, you can today. Nat, you've just met Fev.
Hi.
There we go. Hi.
That's a little name dropping for later today when you're at work.
Sparks were flying, wasn't it?
Great report. She's up and about.
Stevie and Berwick. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, guys.
Stevie, feel free. No context. Who do you want to name drop?
Well, Fev, you'll appreciate this. Football legend Michael Tuck.
Yes, Tucky. I played a lot of footy with Tucky's son. Went to school with Renee, his daughter.
I mean, you are essentially now just name dropping yourself.
And I won his medal, so whatever.
Wow.
Jeez.
I mean, Stevie, you were really confident with your name drop until Fev really one-upped you there.
It's very AFL-based
He was our runner as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Tucky.
Back in primaries, in juniors for Berwick.
Wow.
And Shane played, so he was our runner.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, Stevie, we loved what you said too. I mean, that was, you know,
that's great.
Slightly.
Maybe some non-footy ones.
Everyone's dropping names for me. It's great.
Who else knows Fev? Does anyone else want to call in? Let's see how this is going.
Brother Jason's on the line. His father Ange.
Melissa.
Kaza.
Melissa in Laverton. Hey, Melissa.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, we're great. Melissa, just feel free to name drop. Who'd you like to drop?
Yep, so I know Stevan Dravetic.
Sorry?
Who?
Stevan Dravetic, he's the soccer player who plays for Inter Milan.
He's Italian. He's out. They're big on soccer. He must be a big player.
No, he's Montenegrin.
Montenegrin.
Well, that's even better.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know much about soccer, but that sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, well, I was hoping Fev knows him, but maybe not.
Yeah, Melissa, he plays for Inter Milan. Yeah.
He's a Montenegrin. Yeah.
If you're in Montenegro, though, that would be a huge name to drop, wouldn't it?
He is, yeah. So he's my second cousin. So, yeah, when I go back, it's usually do you know where he's at right now? And I was like, no, he, you know, keeps low when he's not playing soccer.
You should just pretend he's Cristiano Ronaldo because that definitely gets some traction. I know that name.
Mate, you try walking down High Street in Montenegro, dropping that name. People will swarm, mate.
Sarah, thanks, Melissa. Sarah in Clayton. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have a free name drop, Sarah.
Miranda Kerr.
Solid.
Solid. How do you know her, Sarah?
Don't know her, but danced in a cage with her when I was 18 on the Gold Coast.
Danced in a cage? Where was this? Cocktails and Dreams?
Was that at Hooters?
Yeah, what are we doing, Cavalav?
It was a nightclub. It was a nightclub along the Gold Coast, and it was like a two-level nightclub, and above they had like two individual cages, which people could just go and dance in, and we both happened to just walk in, and back then she was just really big in Dolly, sort of just coming out on the magazine scene, so yeah.
Dolly magazine.
But see, I'll be honest here, were you killing it heaps more than her? Like, she would have been a six next to you, yeah?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And this is your safe place, because where else do you wedge that into conversation? You know, it would come across a bit sort of, but here, that was fantastic.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And also that lends itself to people going, oh, well, she went on with it, how are you going? Like, you don't, it's, that's
but
a hard
here.
Thing about
you
name drop. No,
no, not here. You would not
I'd much rather hang out with Sarah than Miranda.
I think you've got to know the person, though, don't you? Isn't that the whole point?
No. Just, we'll bring it back
to
like some rules around it.
That'd be like me sitting on the couch going, oh, met Jennifer Aniston. I was watching Friends.
Well, similar. She wanted a cage with her. It's a bit better than that.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Researchers, they're always busy, aren't they? The researchers from University College London have found that people who bring up their flaws in job interviews are more likely to be successful because it makes them stand out from the competition. Really? I love that because everyone's saying how good they are in a job interview. But if you highlight you have some flaws and things to work on, I think it's really honest. I think that would work. The research also found that the candidates' chances of securing their desired job increased from 3 to 17% if they had a strong drive to tell the truth about themselves. That's a huge jump.
Yes, and I watched last week on Australian Story that a guy who left school, had all these problems with his dad, left school at year 10, went over to, I think, Kenya or somewhere and did some just some social work over there and then came back and wanted to be a lawyer, did his studies and couldn't get a job for 2 years. And then a lady he sat down with and said, why, went through all the stuff, why didn't you finish school? And because he'd done really well, passed his law, and then he said exactly what happened and she hired him.
Honestly.
Because he was telling the truth.
Yeah. Honest.
And she wanted to know his backstory and she thought, you're amazing that you've told the truth, and they hired him.
I know that, because we've all got flaws. Yep. We've all got flaws.
We all do, and I think
it's amazing.
What an opportunity, I think, when we start talking about honesty, to utilise technology.
That's how I got this job.
Yeah, no, you were very honest in the interview. You said you had no experience.
I was honest in the jungle. It's the only reason I
that
got this
too.
One.
It's true.
But look, this technology enables us to really reach that truth, and I think that truth is a positive thing. Let's tap into this Fifi's Brain technology.
Connecting to Fifi's Brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's Brain.
Yeah! Australian Story, still waiting for the call, guys. If you ever want to find out about this hero.
Not true.
This is incredible, the way we can talk to Fifi's Brain while Fifi is here. It's extraordinary. But I'll ask you, Fifi, to start with. If someone was thinking about hiring you as a broadcaster, what would you say your flaws are?
Well, I've got lots of flaws. I have lots of flaws. Fev, name some of my flaws.
She's outsourced them already. Oh, that is flying the white flag, isn't it?
Well, you just said she and apparently I'm you, so already I've tripped you up.
You've tripped yourself up?
No.
Oh, my God. You've tripped yourself up.
Stop arguing.
You want to hear from me finally?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
we're treading water from you, mate. Let's strap in. Flaws. Okay, let's see. Firstly, probably my shoulders, because sometimes they get tired from carrying this show. Am I right, guys? Let's see what else. I'm in demand too much. That's a bit of a hassle for anyone trying this brilliance on for size. Plus, sometimes I can be late for work because if I have a good hair day, dudes are throwing themselves at me. Oh, just need to get to work, guys.
Thief, again, I'll ask you, have you previously gone in job interviews? Have you been honest?
Yes, of course I've been honest. It's really important to be honest.
You could.
Yeah, I would be honest. If I'd been in one, mate, they hunt me down, okay? I'm the one that's like, back off, Spielberg, already got a job. Oh, hey, Ryan Gosling, leave me alone. I'm not doing the movie with you. I'm radio.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, Daniel Day-Lewis, an actor that we don't talk about often enough.
We don't, mate.
But he is. He's a big deal. He's won Academy Awards.
Yeah, get things back on track by bringing up Daniel Day-Lewis. That should get us back into our sort of hitting zone.
I'm interested in this, though, because the guy, he's only 61, and when you think about it, he's got, look at Sir Anthony Hopkins, Sean Connery, he's got decades ahead of him if he wanted to.
Absolutely.
He has, his manager put out a press release, retired, leaving the film industry, will no longer act.
That's kind of fair enough. He's clocked it, I reckon.
I know, but Davey, it's one of those things, do you have to? And it's a little, you know, it's even a note to John Farnham. You never have to say it's the last one.
Sure.
Because Daniel Day-Lewis could go and hang out on a farm out in Ireland where he lives, and in 10 years he could go, yeah, might pop back into the studio and do a film, and he never made some outlandish statement. Sure. I just feel like it's unnecessary.
Right.
And more interesting, he's decided that he's going to go and become a dressmaker.
No.
He wants to make clothes.
Sorry.
Good on him.
Hey?
Yeah, I know. Do you know what this reads?
Put the script down. I'm making a petticoat. I'm out of here.
It is an interesting decision.
Is it a peplum or?
Give me that corset.
Do you know that feeling, though, that we're all having of why would you walk away from an awesome career? Because you get shocked when this happens. And I know, can I use an example in the world of sport that you usually talk about, Fev? But it was like...
walking away from footy.
Well, you had a bit of a problem. Like, you needed to have some time out. But remember, there's one of the Ablets. I remember one of the Ablets
Nathan.
Said, I'm Nathan.
Yeah. And it was won like, a premiership and said, I'm out of here.
I remember that moment going, what are you, why? You know, just play. It's great. You're really good at it.
He became a tradie on the Gold Coast. And he'd be like, okay, I'm just happy now. And then his younger brother, who's a gun, goes and plays for Gold Coast. He's like, leave me alone. Can you just let me do my thing?
But the idea of walking away from an amazing job, lifestyle, opportunity, 131060, if you have walked away from something amazing, just whether it was, and I know this often happens with like actors that go through shows like Neighbours or Home and Away. They get this up. Yeah, Fev, you and
I know how Daniel Day-Lewis feels because I did my stint on Neighbours and thought, oh, this is not for me. I walked away. I could have been anything.
I actually did know, not in my tenure, this is a few years ago, a Neighbours actress, and she was sort of on the cusp, like 23, could have gone to Hollywood, done big things like Margot Robbie, etc., and just went, no, I actually don't want to be in it. I don't want this lifestyle.
Stepped away.
And then stepped away and went back and studied. And you think, it's that moment when you look at your friend and you go, what are you thinking?
Absolutely.
That is an amazing opportunity.
I get it. Like, because I love Knicks, obviously Freddie, you know, and that's my life. I mean, sure, I probably could have become a billionaire playboy, but made a decision.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
What a sea change for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, at 61, I mean, quite a number of years of acting ahead of him if he wanted to. He's just walked away from Hollywood and he put out a press release to say it. I'm done. I'm out. And we've said 131060, what have you walked away from? We've got Raquella in Ringwood North. Hi, Raquella.
Hi.
Well, it's a beautiful name.
Yeah, you haven't walked away from a beautiful name. That is a lovely name.
Thank you.
Raquella. Raquella, what did you walk away from?
I walked away from a chance to sing in front of Sony Studios in Toronto. Oh.
Raquella, why did you walk away? That sounds like an amazing opportunity.
Because I met the love of my life that same weekend.
Oh, did it work out
bloody
with
him? Men.
Yes, I have moved to Melbourne, Australia in 2002, and we're still together and we have two beautiful boys.
Well, that's a beautiful story, Raquella, but this is your moment. Can you belt the song out?
Let's hear your voice. God.
You can sing on the Fox, number one breakfast show in Melbourne. People listen.
I got my kid here.
That's all right. You're just singing it to us. That's it. There's no one else.
They only hear me sing it. Nice.
You could have been Shania Twain, Raquella.
Sorry?
What's you could have been Shania Twain. She comes from that neck of the woods, doesn't she?
Yeah. More like Bryan Adams and Justin Bieber.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite song?
Oh, God. They always ask me.
Why don't we sing Summer of 69 if it's Bryan Adams?
Go sing a song.
Hold on, I'll just put my son in there.
This is action, live action. Here we go. Okay, just preparing here.
Adele, maybe?
Let's go.
Okay, I don't know all the words to Summer of 69.
Yeah, but give it a shot.
Just a brief part of it, because the whole song a cappella over the phone might be a bit long anyway.
Oh, boy. Okay, I just dropped off my son, do this.
Quite the build-up, Fev. But...
Alpha Bucks is in a couple of minutes. Quick.
Alpha Bucks is at 8:30 at this rate.
Okay, maybe not Summer 69.
Okay,
just any song.
Let me think a song. Hold on.
You started this, Fev.
I want to hear her. This is her time.
By the way, the other callers, we won't be getting to you, so you can hang up.
No, Oscar,
no, we won't be getting to them. We won't have time.
Raquella, think of a song. We're going to come back to you.
Yeah. In the morning of lovers sleeping tight. And I don't remember the rest, you see? I need the words.
Well done. Right.
That's incredible.
That's what you call radio.
Thank you.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, we all know the Glastonbury Music Festival is happening over in the UK. Big names performing, Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry. Huge stars have been seen attending. There's Brad Pitt, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie's hanging out there. Cara Delevingne. Well, we've got quite a coup here. Now, you may or may not know this. We have a brand new executive producer on our show.
His name's
Leon Sjögren. What's funny you say that, Fev, because he only started with us about 3 weeks ago. And he's already taken some time off to go to Glastonbury. So this is our boss who's on the line now, our esteemed executive producer. Leon, how's Glastonbury going?
Going well, guys. How are you going?
Well, we're working. We're working really hard. You did say...
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, having fun. Because you did say when you joined our team, you were like, guys, and this will be great. I'm going to Glastonbury. So, you know, I'll be able to get access to some hot stars and some big acts. We're just wondering how you're going over there, getting us access to anything.
I got one scoop. You know Andrew Garfield, the star of Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I saw him buying a roast pork baguette.
Oh, this has been worth it.
Mate, you can get your tax back on that trip. That is a banger.
I'm surprised you've seen anything, Leon, after looking at my story. Whew.
I've had some long nights, mate. I'll talk to you about it when I get back.
Feb's worried about your professionalism, Leon. He has highlighted that you might be... I don't know. It's somewhat embarrassing our team if you are behaving in the way that he's suggesting.
Well, he's a leader, so yeah. I've just watched what he's doing, and now I'll be able to do the same thing. So I'm like, all for it.
Mate,
keep going.
Fev, you and me next year, Glastonbury, let's do it.
Oh, no.
Oh, Leon,
no worries, I'm there.
What time of day is it there right now?
It's just gone after 11 p.m.
Yeah, I can tell. I reckon you've been out. I think you're out with your mate.
Bit tired and emotional.
Okay, Sjergs, I do have one question for you though, mate. Because all of us here in the studio were taken for, but we love a bit of on Fox FM 13 10 60. What did you do when you were single? So, mate, you're at a festival. There's three things you do at a festival. You listen to music. You load up on $18 beers, and you pick up. Have you picked up?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
It's official, guys. According to a new Lowy Institute poll, Australians no longer consider America our closest international ally.
Oh, yes.
That's a shame.
China?
Well, no. Not as powerful as either. Yeah, New Zealand. There we go. It is now officially New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Just sort of seems... I don't know if we should be like best mates politically.
Well, our flags are pretty similar.
Because we're just the same. We're just like floating off in the Pacific Ocean by ourselves. I think we should be attached to some big powerhouse somewhere.
Sure.
Anyway, 53% of Australians consider Kiwis their best friends, up 21% since 2014. That's a huge spike. So that's forced a nosedive for the US, who went from top spot on 34% to be second equal with the UK on 17%. Have I thrown enough figures at you guys?
Plenty of figures here to really affirm that link with Australia and New Zealand.
We're linked to New Zealand. And to talk more about it, this is great, guys. What another coup for the show. We just heard all the way from Glastonbury. Now, straight over the ditch to the Minister for Best Friends, Bill Hunt.
What? Is that a official post?
Hello, Minister for Best Friends.
Oh, it is official title, guys. Great to be back on your Suck Radio show.
Wait a minute, Bill. Weren't you on our show recently as Minister for Health?
Oh, bungo. Actually, I have an array of gigs. I'm Minister for Health, I'm Minister for Best Friends, and I'm Minister for helping people remember the seminal 1996 Kiwi smash hit, How Bizarre. Part of my KPIs. Remember that? How Bizarre. How Bizarre. Oh, what a banger.
You've got a lot on your plate there, Bill.
Oh, sure we do. But my priority right now is we're best friends. So that has got us up and about. We've got some pretty cool things. We've been workshopping just to prove that we're BFFs forever.
What, like what?
Oh, like, get this. First cab off the rank, anytime we play you in the rugby now, we're going to drop the haka and we're going to do trust exercises. So, you know, we'll just close our eyes and fall back, and because you're besties, you're going to catch us. Oh, great, hey? Hashtag besties.
Are you sure that's a good idea, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it'd be great. We're also going to start a WhatsApp group. We can just send messages to each other, you know, like during the UN, you know, the meeting, just like, hey, North Korea, what a bunch of dolls. You know what I mean?
What sort of app's that?
Plan emoji? Too much. Okay, cool. Since we're besties now, I've got a bit of a request. I hope you got a pen for this one.
Yeah.
Can we have Hugh Jackman?
What do you mean have him?
Oh, you know, you took Russell Crowe, Crowded House. Quid pro quo. I just thought, you know, you almost took Stan Walker from us, but luckily we got him back.
Well, no, he's definitely ours still.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, all right. All right, then we might have to go with our backup.
Who's that?
Oh, can we take back Richard Wilkins then? Is that all right?
Bill Hunt there.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Very excited. What a treat this is. We are joined in the studio by the Western Bulldogs, Matthew Boyd. Boydie, welcome to the show.
It's great to be. I'm glad you're excited to have me.
Oh, so excited. See, we cut out this show. You know what, Boydie? Bob Murphy, used to come into our show once a week last year, so we were constantly hearing our song.
Yep.
And maybe there's been a spot to be filled, Boydie.
You want this to be weekly?
Wow. Well, you never know. I don't know if I can fill Bob's shoes, but I'll have a crack at it. But it's nice to hear the song. We heard the song on the weekend for the first time in a while, so that was good.
Well, you filled Bob's shoes already because he's supposed to come back after the won the flag and never seen him since.
You obviously weren't paying him enough to get
there. Now, you know, personally, I would love to talk Doggies and let's talk West Coast this weekend and how you're going to destroy them, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a big weekend for the AFL because it's Sunday fun day, isn't it, this Sunday? All kids under 15 are going to AFL matches for free.
Absolutely, yeah, it's great, and I've got three kids under 15, so I'll have to take them along to the ground and get them out there and have a bit of fun. I think it's a great initiative from the AFL to involve the kids and bring it back to community. It's fantastic.
Oh well, I guess now I'll try and have a shave and see if I can get through the gates.
I'm tipping your kids don't pay anyway, Boydie. I reckon you got tickets for them.
Yeah, that's true.
Boydie's a Nazza Wazza boy. Both from Narre Warren.
I didn't know
played
that.
At the same footy club.
Yep.
But he was a year below me.
I was a year
And
below
he played with Chrissy Newman, Adam McPhee, all played AFL.
What club?
Narre Warren. These guys did not lose a game from under 9s to under 16s.
That's true.
Undefeated, won every premiership. Really? They were very good.
Yeah, we were a pretty good side. We had some good players, but yeah, 7 flags in a row, so that was handy.
He knows how to win flags, and he got his flag last year. He was a captain of the footy club. Now, three All-Australians, welcome to the club. I've got a couple of those.
How did you do that?
Just twist things, but...
Hijacked the segment as usual.
I'm not sure that you'd remember this, Boydie, but...
I don't know. I don't like where we're going here, Fev.
Back in primary school, we both went to the same primary school, and we could have been brothers.
Yeah, we could have been mates.
My dad dated your mum.
Oh!
It's a bit awkward.
Really? It's just a little bit awkward, yeah.
Are you kidding? This is amazing, guys.
Ange, back in the day when he split up from Kazza. And dated Boydie's mum. So we could have been brothers.
Went from a Kazza to a Shazza.
Kazza to a Shazza.
He did. Did you two have little play dates where you'd hang out?
I think it was a brief thing, but I think Shazza flicked Ange pretty quick. Ange can't speak English, so Shazza was like, nah. So Shazza moved on to marry John.
Yeah,
which is a great man.
Not married.
Well,
not married, but
they've been together a long time.
But we used to kick the footy out in the street.
Really?
Yeah, I used to go home from primary school and the Lacinas used to look after me. The babe got babysat and Fev used to live across the road, so we'd go out and kick the footy together.
Do you ever, Boydie, can we just play this through for a second? Did you, so you could, you two could actually have become stepbrothers, which is amazing.
He would have been sleeping on the top bunk. I would have been the bottom.
Did you ever think about that Brendan Favola could have been part of your family?
Yeah, I shuddered to think about it.
And you did mention the Lacinas, and we might be doing something a bit later on with bowling. He was my bowling partner, the Redskins.
Oh, they were a good side too. Redskins were notorious.
The Redskins. I used to bowl with Trent down at the Dandenong AMF and Saturday mornings, the Redskins.
Yeah. Mind you, Fev, how would you go, though, having a great footballer also in the family? Because I know you like to be the big dog just around conversation on the table. Well, they're just like, oh, Matthew was unbelievable on Saturday.
Yeah, I know, but I would have had Boydie every Christmas until bloody last year's Christmas when he said, have you got a flag?
Nah.
Well, you win, mate. You win.
Good on you, Boydie. Obviously, that is an awkward link to Fev, but your game is this Saturday, of course. The Dogs taking on the West Coast Eagles at Etihad. But don't forget, Sunday fun day, this Sunday, all kids under the age of 15 get in for free.
That would include the big
Hawks Pies match at the MCG. Is that not this Sunday? If I'm not mistaken, I'll have to check the fixture.
I'm not sure.
Who cares, mate? He plays for the Bulldogs, mate. No one cares about the other side.
Great things, kick to kick for kids, great activities for the kids at the games. It's a brilliant initiative.
Now, Boydie, can you just give a bit of reassurance to Boxy? She's the number one ticket holder, self-proclaimed. And just tell her the Bulldogs are going to be all right.
Yeah, we are going to be all right. We are. Yeah, I think
I've been saying that.
We'll be fine. I think we're two games out of top four. So, you know, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater just yet. Yeah, we're all right.
Don't I'll piss down me back and say it's raining, Woody.
I'll throw out all the cliches. It's all good.
Good stuff. What a legend. Matthew Boy,
thanks,
our
bro.
Guest, right here with Fifi Dave.
Thanks,
Fevin.
Little bro.
Bye. on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev, when you reminded Boydie that your dad dated his mum when you two were at primary school, it was so awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Because Boydie had forgotten that. He'd conveniently wiped it from his memory that you two were nearly stepbrothers.
Yeah, stepbrothers, great movie.
But do you know what? We said this before. We were just having a chat in the studio about who your parents dated, either before you were conceived or even maybe when they've broken up with your parent or whatever. Because we've got Blake, who's working on our show at the moment. Blakey, grab a microphone. You were saying that who did your mum date?
Yeah, she dated Paul Dunn back in the day, NRL player, played for Roosters and Parramatta.
Oh, Dunny.
Right.
Oh, Dunny.
The old Dunny.
Yeah, back when she was young and fancy free, according to the text.
Oh, yuck.
Really? I love this. I mean, look.
What a nickname you could have had, eh, Dunny? Hey, Dunny. It's old half flush over here.
Blake Dunn, nothing.
Good one, Fev.
Look, this will be very cringeworthy for lots of people, but it is a good
Dunny's
chance
on fire.
To name drop in a weird way. We talked about this earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Who did your mum or dad date?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We just had Bulldogs legend Matthew Boyd in the studio, and it was great having a chat with Boydie because what none of us realised was that, Fev, you both grew up in Narre Warren together, and your dad and Boydie's mum dated for a while.
Ange and Shazza.
You were nearly stepbrothers.
Yes.
Imagine that. He's a backman. You're a forward. Favola.
He would have played on me. He would have played on me at Christmas dinners and
this
lunches.
Is great.
And bang, straight in the ribs.
Whoa.
And then he would have said this year, oh, well, I've won a premiership. And I would have gone,
he's eclipsed.
Would have been like Trixie.
Well, 131060, we've opened the phones to ask the question, who did your mum or dad date? Ashley from Officer. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Ashley, who did your parents date?
It wasn't my parents, but my nan claimed that she dated John Farnham back in the day in primary school or high school.
Amazing.
That's good. How long did they date?
I don't know. Apparently for a little while, but she was in a singing competition with him and apparently she bet him. I think it was primary school probably.
Hold on
but
a
she
second.
She claimed it. Yep.
Is your nana's name not Sadie, is it?
That's a very dated reference for
that's
our fans of 70s hits.
Leanne in Roxburgh Park. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Leanne, who did your mum or dad date?
My auntie and my mother both dated Roger Rogerson.
At the same time?
Whoa.
That's obviously referring to the corrupt policeman.
That's
New
correct.
South Wales
New
head
South
of police.
Wales policeman. Yes. Whoa, Leanne, were they into bad boys?
He wasn't supposed to be bad back then.
Terrible.
I wasn't
line,
potentially bad.
Yeah.
I think it was.
I'm sure he was
sisters,
in Underbelly.
No.
I mean, he's an Underbelly character.
He was in Underbelly, correct.
He
he's in jail at the moment.
Oh,
Amanda in Pakenham. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
Amanda, who did your mum or dad date?
My mother dated Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
That's a big coup. Amanda, your mum's obviously Australian, is she?
She is. She's Tasmanian, actually, and she toured America singing with Richard Scott. And when she was up there singing with him, she met up with Willie Nelson and they went out on a few dates. And
That's a good coup around the Christmas table.
He's one of the girls that Willie's loved before.
Hey.
I'm so happy I control these now.
Just a good excuse to play a bit of Willie Nelson. Brilliant.
Yeah. Interesting choice.
What's the only one in the system?
Okay, Amelia from Geelong. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Amelia. Who did your mum or dad date?
Well, it's kind of about both of them.
Mm-hmm. What?
So my mum dated John Reese, who's the bass player from Men at Work. He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. He said, I come from a land of And then got married.
Hmm.
And then during their marriage, my dad ended up, which is John Reese, ended up getting a big pash a couple of times from, is it Sigrid Thornton? Is that
his name? Yes,
Auntie Sigrid?
Yes.
Yeah, because apparently, she wanted to be with my dad.
Oh, Amelia, Secret. So your dad's got Sigrid Thornton and your mum's got that guy from Minnesota.
Unbelievable.
Good stories for the family archive.
We should bring this back sometime. There's so many stories out there.
Geez, I tell you what, Byron, you were like a pig in its own filth, weren't you, through
that
break?
Loving
that. How many grabs can you play?
Unfortunately, we didn't even get there. Was a caller relating to Olivia Newton-John. I had Let's Get Physical ready, but unfortunately...
A very well-known listener who actually has his own breakfast show, which is weird. I don't know why he's listening. Daniel Harford just said his mum dated Peter McKenna.
As in former West Coast Eagle?
No, as in Hawthorne.
No.
Hawthorne superstar.
Oh, there we go. I don't have a song hook for that one.
Yeah, but that's amazing. They both played at Hawthorne.
That is. That's a good. Very good. Thanks for that, Half.
Probably go back to your own show.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi and Fev, as a duo, have huge potential. There's a lot of upside. Individually, not necessarily as solo artists, but just as 1D, they realised that they were more than equal to the sum of their parts.
Well, hang on a second. We saw potential here because, you know, Fee, growing up in the mean streets of the leafy eastern suburbs out there.
Wonga Park.
We knew she could drop some rhymes. Fev, let's be honest, he's got range.
Yeah, his vocals are something. So, look, we thought we'd put something together. I got Dee Thornton on to do some lyrics.
Yell.
Some of the best producers in the game worked on this. This is just a scratch demo. This is not like, we're not saying this is a big single. This is just to showcase your potential as a duo so that I can shop you around with some of the big hitters, the heavy hitters in the business.
You don't know any heavy hitters.
Don't you be careful because I'm representing you right now.
I have no faith in you.
I will get you a deal. Okay. I will get you a record deal.
But you don't know people.
For one single.
Your track record of getting deals, not so good.
Well, not good at all.
This is what
you're good at getting mascot outfits.
Okay, just leave it with me. By the end of the week, I will run this up the flagpole and it will get right to the top.
Will you also run naked up the 1,000 steps today, please?
Well, Fev keeps piking on that, so we'll see. But anyway, here we go. This is the song that we worked on yesterday. I think this has huge potential. Sampling, and I assume we got the Darryl Braithwaite clearance on this.
Hey?
Well, you meant to get permission, but anyway, we have sampled one of the great songs ever to the point we've literally just called this one Horses.
For courses, that's what people say. But I'm a radio star rapping like 50 Cent on your birthday. Feb, so we could give this a go, so let's give it a crack. Drop some rhymes in time with this old school track. I'm like a horse in the stalls, chomping on the bit. Going faster than McCarvey, D-Band, Black Caviar's kid. Each line is sublime, like a sonic treat. That'll fill you up like Feb ordering Uber Eats.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll go riding on the horses, yeah. And if you fall, I'll pick you up. I'll pick you up.
Nailed it.
Well,
that is unbelievable.
A little peek behind the curtain with Fev. We actually gave him some skewies down at the Half Moon, and he belted that out like a boss. It was great.
So, look, I will be playing. I'll probably edit that down a little bit.
A remix of Horses and just a hook. Great idea. We did well.
We probably could have reinterpreted it a bit more. We just basically did the song at the end there for about a minute.
What are you talking about?
We didn't tweak the lyrics at all. He just sort of sung it badly.
I got a name for you too. The Thoroughbreds. That's what we should call it.
So leave it with me, guys. Trust me, it's going to all work out.
Beep, 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 beep.